In a country that reveres its runners, many of whom are the best in the world, it is no surprise Kenya's National Olympic Trials were so well attended by Kenyans and tourists from outside the country. Saturday's trials included the men's and women's 800, 1500, and 5,000-meter races, as well as the 3,000-meter steeplechase. The men's and women's 10,000-meter trials were held earlier, and the marathoners were selected in April. Luke Marr is volunteering in the renowned running town of Iten. A running enthusiast, he made the trip to Nairobi to see the trials.
It's a pretty exciting day. We're pretty much going to be seeing a replica of what the Olympics will be like with Asbel Kiprop, David Rudisha. Everyone is here today, so it's pretty exciting stuff.
Tourist Robert Martin says he will be watching the Olympic Games more closely after having attended the trials.
But, you'll have that special connection knowing that you saw them cross the finish line, in Nairobi to qualify.
One of the athletes Robert watched qualify for the Olympics was Vivian Cheruiyot, who will be running the 5,000 and 10,000 meters in London.
The race event was good. I'm really happy because I've had a ticket for 5,000 to go to Olympic Games and, of course, the 10,000 last week. The spot of today in 5,000, they were really strong, but I'm so happy because I've got a ticket. So it's only my time to work hard and to focus when Olympic Games come next month.
Some of Vivian's fellow Kenyans, like Lincoln Mbogo, will be focusing on the Olympic Games from the comfort of their living rooms.
Yeah, I've been great to my TV because now I don't get a chance to go to London. I wish I could, but now I love to watch them from the TV.
But a lucky few of these spectators, like William Fort, may have the opportunity to see these athletes again in London.
It's really cool because I'm going to be in London during the Olympics, so I'm really excited to maybe get a chance to see these guys compete again.
One thing is for certain, Kenyan athletes will have no shortage of fans this summer. Jill Craig for VOA News, Nairobi.